If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Now, I mentioned last week that my daughter was training for the LA Marathon, and she got hit by a car last week and bruised her knee. It wasn't anything super serious.
Hit by a car in her car or just
no,
when she was running?
Running.
Oh, geez.
And a car was taking a turn to the right, the person did the old look to the left and then turned right into her. I think she kind of jumped on the hood of the car the way she described it because she could see it kind of coming. But she ran the marathon anyway and finished in 3:32. So congrats to my daughter.
That's awesome.
That's Kelsey. Really good. That's really good, even especially considering she got hit by a car like a week before the event.
Yeah, she texted me. She said, she asked me what her time was. You can track it. So I was like tracking it. And she said 3:32 with two porta potty breaks.
Wow.
It's pretty good.
She's moving. That's impressive.
Very.
I don't think I did the porta potty break when I did the marathon.
I definitely did. Somehow, I don't know how I did it. I didn't pee when I did my marathon. I just kept going.
I remember Farley ran with me in the first marathon that I ran. I've run two. And you know, he was kind of, he trained me and was kind of, he said he was only going to run a mile with me and he ended up doing the whole damn thing.
Of course, that guy gets so horny for marathons.
But I remember he stopped for a porta potty break. He caught up with me so quick. Yeah, like, well, you would think, like, I keep going. Like,
no, he's one of the top marathoners in the world. Like, he's probably top 1 or 2% for finishing in marathons.
Yeah, I mean, those guys, he's just a different breed.
Stud.
But that's cool, man.
No, that's great.
She ran in 3.5 hours, especially with a bum knee.
3:32 with two porta potty breaks. You figure each one of those takes 45 seconds to a minute.
At least.
She would have run 2 minutes better or more.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's her sixth marathon. And she said she's remarkably consistent. They're always within 10 to 15 minutes.
No, that's great.
So that wasn't her fastest. But her fastest is in, you know, the 3:20 range, and her slowest is probably in like the 3:35 to 3:40 range.
She's a machine.
So maybe a 20-minute range.
Yeah.
So props to her for doing that the weekend.
I witnessed a hit and run on Friday after the show.
Really?
Two blocks up the road, right next to that church.
Right next to St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah.
Right on the corner.
Is that what it's called?
I think that's the name of the church. Yeah.
By NAB.
By the NAB, yeah.
National Association of Broadcasters. And what did you do?
Well, I mean,
you drove around it
or no,
did you
I
stop
stopped.
To wait for the
I stopped
police?
And I asked the girl if she was okay. She was a woman with her son in the car. A U-Haul truck just pounded her in the driver's side. Luckily, it wasn't right in the doorway. It was kind of in the back of the car.
And then it just took off into traffic.
Well, he pulled over for like 3 or 4 minutes and I went outside and got outside and asked her if she was okay and her son. They were fine. They were just a little stunned. And then all of a sudden, a cop just so happened to be driving up the street, and I waved him down.
Right.
And he got out of the car, and he put his lights on. He got out of the car, and he asked if the girl was okay.
Okay.
And I said, yeah, she's just a little stunned. And then the U-Haul truck took off and started driving down the street towards 395. And then the cop got in the car and said, I'll be back. Sped off. And I gave the girl who was in the accident, the driver of the car, my cell. I said, let me know if you need anything.
Good Samaritan.
If you, if you need a witness, because I witnessed it. So I was going back and forth. Anyway, they arrested the U-Haul truck driver.
It's a hit and run.
It was a hit and run.
What sort of dopey person behind the wheel of a U-Haul, mm-hmm. which is, if you've ever driven one of those, now I'm not sure which size it was, whether it's smaller,
It was a bigger one. It was like a mid-size, yeah.
You know how hard those things are to maneuver, especially in like D.C. city traffic?
I don't know, man.
Like, of course you're going to get caught.
Whoever it was decided he was, and he stopped at the light down there.
You think a cop in a police cruiser isn't going to catch a big yellow U-Haul truck
that's
just lumbering through the city?
Right.
That guy's a moron. Moron.
I agree. He's stupid. Probably doesn't have a license.
I mean, I don't know.
Are U-Haul trucks yellow?
They're orange and white.
No, you're thinking of like
a rider.
Yeah, U-Haul. Whatever. Orange. Yeah, but like, orange they stick out like a sore thumb. They're easy to find.
Well, not only that,
they're slow.
But it was at an intersection where there was a million cars.
Right.
Everyone witnessed it. I was the only guy to stop.
Right.
I also think that every intersection in D.C. has a camera.
Oh, they all cameras. Assume. They're all congested.
Yeah.
They're impossible to get through.
But anyway, yeah, the guy got arrested like a dum-dum.
So we were talking about the NCAA tournament. A lot of people fired up that North Carolina makes the tournament. I guess I never really care about the last team in,
mm-hmm.
but it does seem like West Virginia in particular has a case. They had 5 or 6 quad one wins versus the
1-12 against,
for North Carolina.
Yep. Now
then it is shady that the athletic director, I know they say he comes out of the room.
Yeah.
The North Carolina athletic director, Bubba Cunningham, is the chairman of the selection committee.
Yeah.
Now, they couldn't even beat Duke without Cooper Flagg.
Well, they're not as good as Duke. I mean, clearly. The problem is that when they look at the net rank, I understand that the quad one number is. It's outrageous.
They were 1-12.
1-12. The overall net ranking, though, was considerable. So North Carolina was probably ahead of West Virginia by 15 spots in the net rankings. But in terms of the quad ones, yeah, it was very surprising. And now, look, Cunningham said, I go out of the room. I'm not allowed to talk about North Carolina. And I trust that. But who knows why the other committee members decided to go with Carolina over?
It's horrible optics.
West Virginia. It's terrible optics, of course.
And you should, JP, you should be pissed, and I'll tell you why. Because even if you're the last team in, you still have a shot. Tell that to FAU or any of these Cinderella teams that make the dance. West Virginia doesn't even have the opportunity to try and make a run.
Yeah, yeah.
And it speaks to a larger point of just a blue blood bias. Like sports is supposed to be this democratic thing where you go into the field, you mm-hmm. go into the pitch, you go onto the court, and you settle it there. Now there's already you're playing, you know, with one hand behind your back because one team's a blue blood and you're not. It's not supposed to be like that.
I guess maybe I've just had that beaten out of me that I'm used to it. And every year there's going to be an issue at the bottom of the tournament bracket.
Yeah,
every year.
Yeah.
Right. So if they chose West Virginia, another team's going to be unhappy. Maybe it would have been North Carolina. North Carolina would have said, well, maybe we don't have the quad one wins, but we've got the quad two wins.
No.
And we've got the I never heard this term. It's a new one. We've got the WOB, which is wins above bubble.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I've never heard that term either.
There's always teams griping about the last four in and last four out. But when it's this egregious.
Well,
is it egregious?
Yes, it's egregious.
The main problem is because Cunningham's the AD.
Is it egregious if they have the better net ranking and they've got the better wins above bubble and they've got the better quad two wins?
Yes, it is egregious.
Okay, that's your opinion.
Here's how you fix this. The tournament needs to go to a computer system like the BCS. And it comes out at the start of your conference play. And everyone kind of knows where they stand if the tournament started tomorrow. And you can map out your path to the tournament throughout your entire season. You need to know what games you have to win to get in, what games you cannot lose. I know it kind of takes the shimmer and glitter away from Selection Sunday, But
they love Selection Sunday.
But at least it gets rid of this we were robbed, or it gets rid of this blue blood nepotism.
I'm pro Cinderella.
If you put West Virginia in, then Indiana has a gripe.
Yeah.
If you put Indiana in, Ohio State has a gripe.
I'm pro Cinderella. What I don't really like, and I understand that the teams I'm about to talk about are better than smaller conference school teams. I would cut off every conference. The max you can get in is 50%. I mean, the SEC got 14 out of 16 teams.
Well, it was the 14? Best. It was the best conference.
Yeah, I understand that.
It's hard to limit them.
But I would just limit it to 8. Incentive to compete in the regular season, you have to finish in the top half of your conference.
But how does my computer model incentivizes teams to compete in the regular season? Because you know what games you have to win in order to get into the top 68. Like, well, if you knew the tournament started tomorrow and you play this team today, that it's a win in it and you're in scenario.
Well, the problem is, Matt, the committee looks at a lot of metrics. They look at a lot of computer analytics.
I know, but if you have a one set,
believe me, all these analysts or these committee members, they're not watching every single game. They're not watching
Impossible.
Every single team.
No, but if you have
they're
a one
looking
set,
at computers.
But if you have a one set formula like the BCS was, you know what games it's more black and white that way.
I know.
It's
but not. Then you got to look at strength of schedule.
I know that's all factored
strength
into the
of conference.
That's all factored into the computer model.
Well, whatever computer model they were looking at.
Well, I'm just saying there's multiple models that you can look at now and make an argument for.
Well, here's what's going to happen. Obviously, North Carolina's going to go on a huge run, and they're going to be in the Sweet 16, and Valdez is going to be looking like a fool. That happened a few years ago with VCU. It's
right.
The same thing. Everyone was pounding the table, said this is an absolute joke. They shouldn't be in the tournament, and they went to the Final Four.
Well, either that or
from a playing
game. Or they're going to expand because all these teams get pissed off and they say, oh, we should have been in. So then they expand to another 10 teams.
We don't need to expand.
No.
We just put 14 teams from a conference.
I understand
that. There are already too many teams. I like that I don't like the play-in nonsense. I liked it at 64. I'm an old curmudgeon.
I don't think that's
an old curmudgeon.
It's what I'm used to.
I like the 64 as well. But then you have these people that say, oh, well, these teams should deserve to be in. Let's expand it even further.
Unlike Valdez, I kind of sneer at the play-in games. I know that he's a purist and he likes them in his bracket. I look at those as...
No, I mean...
It's like a novelty.
I didn't like the expansion, but if the team makes it into the tournament, I'm going to consider them in my brackets. Are you
worked up over Billis's comments?
Which is what?
Jay Billis.
Yes.
Said, I'm not as worked up about the end of the line this year. We spend too much time talking about the 30th best team in the country or the 35th best team in the country.
Yes. Because the
you're upset about that?
Yeah, because the tournament, the NCAA tournament is one of the purest forms of competition there is, where you don't have to be the best team in the nation to win a national title.
That's true, and it's a one-and-doner.
It's a one-and-done, and anything can happen. It's a crapshoot. Hey, you may not even see Auburn or Duke on your way to the national title.
Yep, those teams stumbled.
It's fine, but West Virginia's best players hurt. They were going to get smoked anyway. West Virginia wasn't going to do anything. And so if you want West Virginia over North Carolina based on what they did in the regular season, I get that. But West Virginia's no threat to do anything.
He's been hurt since December. So how do they win all these games in end of December and January?
Well, weren't they 17-13? I mean, that's not a great year.
19 wins.
All right, 19. All right. So they didn't even get to 20 wins. So I'm not that upset about West Virginia not getting in. I understand what you're saying, that it looks terrible because Cunningham is the chair. But all these committee members looked at all these analytics and said, all right, Carolina's the first one out, or the last in, and West Virginia's the first one out.
Well, if that's the case, then why didn't Memphis get dinged? Because their star player may not play in the tournament.
Well, they won their conference tournament.
I'm talking about the seeding.
Well, because they were ranked for most of the year.
I know, but if you're penalizing a team because of an injury, why are you not penalizing other teams because of an injury?
Maybe they are.
Yeah,
it's not with Memphis being a 5 seed.
Well, yeah, but Memphis was looked at as a much better team throughout the entire year. I mean, over 35 games, they were ranked pretty much the entire year.
Saying if your argument against West Virginia not getting in is injury, then why are you not penalizing other teams for injury? That's all. It's not about getting in or getting out. I'm talking about seeding.
All right. Well, I'm talking about what they did for the entire year. So in terms of the seeding, the reason they're seeded so high is because they were ranked all year. If they weren't, then, you know, maybe they would have got dinged on the seeding.
I'm just glad the Terps drew a team that's literally been around for 5 minutes in Grand Canyon University. The first time I saw that team's name, I thought, that's got to be an online school. That has to be a school that gives you a diploma online. No,
didn't Dan Marley used to coach that school?
It's actually a brick-and-mortar university. It's actually a real thing.
Well, it's a for-profit university. It started as a kind of a gimmick school. But they
see, that's what I mean. I kind of disrespect.
I'm going to keep pretend I didn't hear you say I'm glad the Terps got this team because Grand Canyon's good.
They are good.
They also don't knock
and
down.
They won. They won a team or they won a game in the tournament last year.
I'm not guaranteeing a Terps win.
He's just saying he's surprised that Grand Canyon is a school.
Yeah, I like seeing them draw a team that seems like an online university. Now I'm going to be eating these words come Saturday. I can tell already.
Well, just don't be close at the buzzer.
Yeah, don't let it
be
come
up
down.
By at least five.
Don't let it come down in the last 3 to 5 seconds because that's not great.
Hasn't been their friend.
No, it is not.
That's funny. But Bryce Drew's been, I think he's been there 4 years and he's been in the tournament 3 out of 4.
Right.
He just, you know, they get it done. And they're old. I know they're top three players. I think, you know, they're all probably 5 year seniors, maybe 6 year seniors. So it's an older team against a younger team. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. The Crab Five.
See if the Crab Five does work.
Kind of sucks. Don't they have to go all the way out to Seattle?
They do have to go to Seattle, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
So your one seeds are Auburn, Florida, Duke, Houston, and 14 teams get in from the SEC.
Yes, 14 teams get in.
That bothers me more than
Texas was kind of a
surprise. Last team in.
Yeah, but with super conferences now, like this is going to be more the norm. When you have 18, 20 teams in a mega conference, you're going to get years where there's a dozen or more teams in.
Again, I recognize that probably the 13th and 14th best team in the SEC would probably beat, let's say, George Mason.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd rather have more teams like George Mason in the tournament than the 14th team from the SEC. That's just me personally. I would just say you have to finish in the top half of your conference.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I mean,
they're not going to ask me to be in the committee.
They are not.
There were teams in the SEC that made the tournament with 6-12 conference records.
Right. I wouldn't put those teams in.
But the strength of the conference is what got them in. Only two teams in the conference didn't get into the tournament.
Losers.
LSU and South Carolina.
Man, they must feel terrible about themselves.
I feel like this happens every year, and then these teams with all that everyone says, all these teams deserve to be in, will perform terribly.
Right.
And that's why the seeding, I'm sure, is also screwed up, because they can't play each other. You have 14 teams from one conference in. They can't play each other in the first two rounds of the tournament, at least.
Oh, that's got to be tough changed. To figure out. Yeah.
That's changed because you got possible second-round matchups within the conference.
Of course. 800-636-1067 is the number if you want to chime in. You can also text us on the Lido Pizza text line. We love Lido Pizza. They're a local favorite since 1955, serving pizzas, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Remember, we got our pal Grant Paulson joining us to talk some Nats spring training as we get geared up for the upcoming baseball season. Chris Nockey, Terps color analyst at 8, and Mark Packer from the ACC Network to talk more NCAA tournament coming up at 9:20 here on the Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.